What's up, y'all? I'm Alan Hayden, the Lawn Care Nut, and this is episode 25 of Lawns Across America. So welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the second half of August, and I'm going to tell you that today's podcast is going to focus on one subject, and I'm going to break that subject down just the way that I usually do, trying to get you to look at things from a different angle, get you to look at things in context, and that particular subject is around something that I have just seen blowing up, not only in my email, but across all social media and places where I interact, as well as on YouTube. Everybody seems to be making videos about it, which is causing tons of questions to come back. And that is, what is the best way to level or top dress a lawn? Use sand, topsoil, or both? So as I break this down, I want you to understand that what I tell you today are my opinions that come from my experiences. The one thing I want you to understand is the way that I'm going to tell you to do it here, the way that the advice that I'm going to give you in regards to top dressing and or leveling a lawn are from my experiences, and they are not necessarily the only way to do things. You should never look at it that way. There is never only one way to do something. There are only ways that someone knows from their experience, and that's what I'm offering to you. Now, to give you some background really quick is where my experience comes from. I worked for the world's largest lawn care company, True Green Chem Lawn, for 15 years in Northwest Indiana in the south side of Chicago, and during that time, I stepped on hundreds of lawns, worked on hundreds of lawns, and talked to thousands of homeowners about those lawns, and the majority of those sat on clay soil. And in fact, if you focus on the South Chicago suburbs of Tinley Park, Orland Park, Mokena, Frankfurt, down into Monee, those are areas that I worked most of my career in. And that's also where the brand new housing boom went all through the 90s and early 2000s. Those were all new homes put on clay soil and all were sodded on top of that clay with only minimal grading in many cases. No prep, no nothing. I worked on those lawns, and also during that time, I saw many, many things that homeowners would try that didn't work, or that they tried that did work, or that they tried that they thought worked but didn't, or thought that they tried that didn't work but it did. I saw everything under the sun. Anything a homeowner could do to a lawn, especially when it comes to leveling out bumps or taking out bumps, I've seen it done, tried, succeeded, or not succeeded. As well as I've worked on my own lawns over the years. I worked on my own lawn in Northwest Indiana, and I'm going to talk about a little bit of that. And then I've worked on tons of customer lawns as well. In addition to that, I've been on YouTube now for 10 years. As of August 5th was my 10-year anniversary on YouTube. And during that time, I've literally worked with thousands of homeowners and worked with them and coached them along in their lawn care. And many of them have also worked on leveling the lawn. So with that, that's all my experience. Here's what I'm going to tell you, the best practices that I've developed for top dressing and leveling a lawn. And let's start there with the actual definition of top dressing, because in my opinion, or in my experience, top dressing is not the same thing as leveling or flattening a lawn or getting rid of bumps or dips. So for me, top dressing is something that you do to improve your soil. So if you have what you might consider bad soil, and I'm using air quotes there because I don't think there is any such thing as bad soil. There's only the soil that you have, and you should love the one that you're with and work to improve that relationship. But either way, the soil that you have, if you want to improve it, one way to do that is to top dress. And when you do that, you want to add in something good. You want to add goodness to your soil. If you think your soil is bad, then you want to add something good. And in a lot of cases, you want to add something that contains a lot of organic materials, because organic materials are good for improving soil. And top dressing is one way to do that. What you would do is you would aerate the lawn just like any other time. You go and rent a mechanical aeration machine and aerate. But I would want you to rake up those cores, get rid of them because we're taking away that bad soil, and then you come over the lawn and top dress with something that is going to improve the soil. So topsoil would be one of those things, because topsoil contains a lot of organic matter for the most part. You could use peat moss. You could also use compost. You could use pretty much anything that contains organic matter. That's what you would do to top dress. All that would get down in those holes. It would work down into the soil. And that is one way to improve the soil and to literally get organic material into the soil right away. I think that's a good practice. It's not one that I do. It's not one that I recommend in my books, because I think there's easier ways to improve your soil nowadays. But top dressing in that manner that I just described there is definitely something you can do if you want to improve your soil. Now let's get into leveling. So leveling is just that. It's leveling out the lawn. When you're leveling, you want to use something that's going to stay put. You also want to use something that is actually going to seek a level, especially when it gets wet. And that's why we recommend for leveling sand. So picture when you go to the beach. What happens when the waves wash up on the dry sand? It kind of settles nice and flat, doesn't it? Now I realize at the beach it's sloped and everything else. But for the most part, if you have sand and you wash water over it, what you will notice is it seeks its own level. And I think you can understand what that term means, seeking its own level. Sand is a leveling agent. Now the reason we like sand for leveling is because it stays put and it won't break down. I mean, it's silica, right? It takes thousands and thousands and thousands of years for rock to break down to the point where it's in these small particles of sand, which, by the way, clay is an even smaller particle than sand, but we won't get too much on that right now. But sand in general isn't going to break down. Now, let's think about topsoil, though. If you're going to level your lawn with topsoil, and topsoil contains organic material, what happens to organic material over time? That's right, it breaks down. Now just think of that term right there, organic materials breaking down. You want the organic material to break down because that process of the organic material breaking down, it sheds into the soil and it makes the soil more healthy, increases microbial activity and all kind of things. But just think about those words, break down. When something breaks down, is that something you want to use for leveling? Do you want to use something that's going to break down as a leveling agent? Probably not. Think about this. When landscapers put in a brick paver patio, they use sand as their leveling agent. Now, they put a nice thick base beneath that, whether it's limestone or what some people call road-based counterwort or whatever you want to term it. But on top, to level, they use sand. No one uses topsoil to level out your brick paver patio. And in the same regard, when they fill the lines or the joints between the pavers, they use sand because the sand locks everything in. No one fills the joint pavers with topsoil because they know that the topsoil will break down and be gone very, very quickly and wash away with rain at the same time. So that's why you got to look at the two different things you're trying to do. If you want to improve your soil, certainly put something in there that's got a lot of organics in it that are going to break down in the soil to improve the soil health. If you're looking to level out a low spot, you want to put sand there that's going to stay put and seek its own level over time. Now, the thing that both of these strategies have in common is they are something that I recommend you do to an existing lawn. You top dress an existing lawn, or you can level an existing lawn with sand. And when I say an existing lawn, I'm talking about a lawn that you're not completely burning down. You guys know I'm kind of against the whole lawn burn down thing. There are times when it's necessary to burn your lawn down to nothing with glyphosate, scrape it all off and redo it. There are times for that. But for the most part, most of you, they're talking about top dressing and or leveling. You're saying that you still have lawn there. And I say at least 30%. It's the 30% rule. If you have at least 30% good turf there, then I believe you should rehab that turf and not burn it down from nothing. Just rehabilitate it from where it is. If you want, I'll put a link in the description below to the last podcast I did where we kind of went over that ad nauseum. But the long and the short of it is, if you have an existing lawn that you want to help the soil and you want to aerate and top dress with organics and topsoil and peat moss and things like that, please do go for it. If you have an existing lawn that you want to go ahead and level out a few spots or even level the whole thing, you still want to do the same thing. Keep the existing turf you have, spread sand in there, rake it in, and level out the bare spots. I will link in the description below to plenty of videos that have been done recently on this, whether it's the lawn tools, whether it's Connor Ward, whether it's Real Low Dad. Everybody's got new contraptions now. Ryan Norris started with some sort of sifting screening thing where he's like screening out topsoil and all this kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden everybody's copying him. It's like all the cool kids are screening soil now. So all of those videos are available for you below, and you could learn a lot of different things by those. And what I want you to do is compare what I'm telling you here to what they're telling you, and you pick the strategy that works best for you. Keeping in mind that everything I've been talking about so far is aimed at those of you that have an existing lawn that you are keeping and rehabbing and making better, top dressing or leveling with that existing lawn. Next, I will say, if you are starting completely over, if you're going to come in and burn your lawn down and start completely over, and when I say completely start over, I mean scrape everything off. Not only kill it, but come in with a side cutter and just cut it all out and start over. At that point, then you are going to be doing a regrade on your property. You're not leveling it, you're actually regrading it. And this is how my lawn in Indiana was originally done. We had our nice Indiana gray clay there when the house was done. In order to get our certificate of occupancy, we had to show that we were working on getting a lawn in there. The builder himself, the last thing that he does is what's called a final grade. Now, a final grade just has to pass inspection to make sure that water drains away from the house. And that's why you'll see in a lot of subdivisions, there are swales, drainage swales in between the houses and behind them. That is because they do a final grade, and the final grade allows water to wick or move away from the house toward the swales. That's really all a builder is supposed to do or required to do, at least in Indiana where I lived. However, in order to put a lawn in, I recommend you go a step further and put on a finish grade. And a finish grade is done, from my experience, with a bobcat with what's called a box blade that comes in and stirs up the top 6 inches of soil and turns it into a very fine, you know, kind of pulverized, fine planting bed. And then when that's done, you go back with hand rakes and you hand rake the lawn. You have to hand rake out all the track marks, that the Bobcat left, as well as that hand raking that you do with landscape rakes, allows you to pull out any larger rocks that are sitting in that top couple inches of soil. When you're done with that, you now have a beautiful planting bed that you can now sod over top of or seed. And in my case, I seeded on top of that. And I will tell you that because I paid that extra money to work along with a landscaper to get a good finish grade done on my lawn, I didn't have any bumps in my lawn. In fact, you can ask Jake the Lawn Kid right now. He works on my old lawn. There's no bumps. There's no dips. There's no tracks. There's no ruts. None of that, because we put a proper finish grade on that property. And I can tell you right now, if you have a lawn that was sodded on top of clay somewhere in the south side of Chicago, Wolfer Byder, or anywhere else that has clay soil and you have new construction, you have a lot of bumps, I will tell you that there are probably two reasons for that. One could be that there was actually no finish grade, like I just described, put on the lawn. It was just a final grade, and there was all kind of ruts left from whatever machinery was there and everything, and the sod was laid right on top of that. Or the other thing could be, and this is where I have a lot of controversy come in when I recommend this, is there's a lot of landscapers that recommend that you amend in a whole bunch of topsoil into that clay before you sod. But as I illustrated very early on in this little speech here, what does topsoil do? Because it contains a lot of organic materials, it breaks down. So when someone comes in and they put this topsoil on top of this clay, that topsoil, if it's 3, 4, 5, 6 inches of topsoil, even if they incorporated it into the top few inches of the existing clay or the existing soil, it still breaks down. Topsoil with organic material breaks down. So when you add organic material to bare soil and sod on the top of it, it will settle unevenly in many cases. I'm not saying that happens all the time, and I'm not saying that there aren't guys out there that do bring in topsoil that don't have successful sod. They do. There's a lot of give and take everywhere you go. Again, I'm just telling you what I know from my experience. Now, keep in mind what I just talked about here, that is a lawn that you're starting over on completely. If you're starting over completely, I recommend you just use the soil that's available to you there and go ahead and till it all up and give it a nice finished grade and then seed or sod over top of it. Now, one thing I did want to say that topsoil could be good for as a covering for seed. So if you're doing a general aeration and overseeding and you have some larger bare spots or bare areas and you think it might be beneficial to cover that seed, whether that is to help keep birds out of it or to help it keep from washing away, topsoil can be good for that. However, I have a concern with topsoil, and that is because I don't know what weed seeds are in there. I never know, even if it's been screened, if it's been filtered, if it's been, you know, filtered through the wings of angels, I just don't know what weed seeds have gotten through that. And that's why I still wouldn't recommend topsoil. So you'd ask Alan, is there ever a time I should use topsoil? And I would say probably not. If you need a seed covering, I recommend peat moss. Peat moss is clean. It will also add some nice organic type fluffy material to your soil, but really I would recommend it as a seed covering to help retain moisture, keep the birds out, keep things from washing away. That's what I'd recommend you use there. And a lot of people ask about compost. The challenge I have with compost, compost is typically going to be clean. However, I don't know the nitrogen content in that. And I'm already applying nitrogen to a seeding through Milorganite or through Starter Ferts or whatever, which yes, we are going to have X Starter available very soon here on the Lawn Care Nut. But that's one of those things I just don't know. I don't want to add in an extra amount of nitrogen that I'm not sure what the analysis is of it. That's again why I recommend peat moss, because it doesn't have any nutritional value per se, but it can still do all the things we want, which is to help act as a seed covering, help hold your covering, help hold your seed in. There are those green mulches that you can get, which are just recycled paper products. Those work very well. I've used those for many years in the form of Scott's Patchmaster, but that contains seed in it. But you can get all kind of seeding mulch that's out there, as well as we have another product that we have on the Lawn Care Nut called Turfmend, T-U-R-F-M-E-N-D, you might want to check out if you have small spots that you want to seed. But other than that, I just don't recommend topsoil for very many applications, if any applications at all, when it comes to your lawn, because it's too much of a wild card and we have too many other things to worry about. I'd rather control the controllables, and I can control what I bring into my lawn, and I want to control the fact that I'm not bringing any topsoil in. Now, the last thing I want to say is, let's go back to the top dressing, and you're saying, okay, Alan, I don't need to top dress because I don't want to improve my soil that way. That's a lot to do all that. What's a better way? The better way is to use organic fertilizers, carbon-based fertilizers, humic acid, anything you can do to get carbon into the soil, anything you can do to get organics into the soil, that's how you do it. And you add those later over time. By the way, the cycling of your root system of your lawn also adds carbon and organic to the soil. Naturally, you get in some all kinds of cool things like earthworms and everybody else and microbes and fungi all working together. And you can get a really nice, healthy soil very quickly using just biostimulants, organic fert, carbon-based fert, and all of these things. So the challenge I have to you there is why break your back with a bunch of compost and a bunch of topsoil? What weeds weeds are you bringing to your lawn that are encased in that topsoil? Sure, it might be sifted, it might be sanded, it might be filtered, but really though, what weed seeds are in there? Because nobody's filtering out weed seeds. Now, I do believe that in a lot of cases, if you get topsoil at the store, like at a Home Depot or whatever, that topsoil has been sterilized. Maybe they heat treat it so it doesn't have any kind of seeds in there or anything, but then that kills all the good beneficial microbes and everything else, and that's part of what you want when you do a top dressing, is you want those beneficial microbes and everything in there. But if they've had to heat treat that or treat that topsoil in some way to kill all the seeds in there, they've also killed all the beneficials. So something to think about over time as you go. And I know I rattled this one off pretty quick. I didn't plan on doing this as a podcast this week, but it came in so much, I figured I would get it out there for you, and that way I can share it with my peeps and my groups as well. So with that, I'm going to end that one right here. I know it's been quick. I know it's been short. I really hope that I can start getting back to the full-length podcast here really quick. Just things have been really busy here. It's our fall push and a lot going on, as well as I've been putting out a lot more content on my main YouTube channel because I've just been having fun doing real-time stories there. So if you're not subscribed on YouTube, please check out The Lawn Care Nut on YouTube and check out those real-time stories that I've been telling all throughout the last few days. So with that, I'm Alan Hayne, The Lawn Care Nut. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the lawn.